Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
Joining us on the line now is a spokesperson for the Western Cape Education MEC, Debbie Schaefer. That's Kerry Mochlin. Kerry, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
The Deputy Director General for Institution Development and Coordination, Archie Lewis, was addressing the Provincial Legislature's Education Oversight Committee, where he shared a survey that found that only 328 schools of the 1,523 schools surveyed were practically ready to comply with the new directive that will come into place on the first day of the third term, where 100% of teaching will be allowed in primary schools. Teaching grades are all the way to 7. That's a significantly low number of schools, isn't it?
It is. Just to give you some feedback on that information itself, the information came from a survey that the department conducted between the 18th and the 20th of May this year. So noting importantly that that was before we received the new directions from the national minister stating that we have this option, well, that we have this directive to return to 100% attendance in our primary schools and in our special needs schools. So the survey wasn't specifically about that. It was actually our normal preparation for the third term. It dealt with a host of issues, the PPE stock levels, operational issues like screening, but then very importantly, whether or not schools could have all their learners come back given that they need the social distancing space of 1 meter. And as you correctly say, out of our, I think it's 1,528 schools in total, about 1,195, I think it is, said that they cannot return to normal timetables because of the social distancing requirement. And that's the majority of our schools.
So now that there is a directive from the National Minister, Kerry, what is going to happen?
So now that we have that, by the 30th of June, schools have to fill out a template. It's from the DBE, where schools have to indicate, okay, now we've got this directive. Can you or can you not comply in terms of all the safety protocols while bringing all your schools back? So they have that until the 30th of June. During the sitting on Tuesday, the DDG indicated that we might see more schools actually say they can't manage that requirement because of these new directions and the information that they contained. But of course, we as the WCED side, we can't unilaterally do away with that 1 meter social distancing requirement. It's gazetted in directions by the national minister. So the schools that can't implement 100% attendance keeping that space, they will have to continue with rotational timetabling at this stage.
The reason why the National Minister is introducing this 100% attendance is because educators themselves are complaining that the loss of teaching time is resulting in obviously students, their learners, not being able to fully comprehend or grasp, whatever the case may be, the concepts that are being taught. Understandably, we also know that only 10% of households in South Africa have access to the internet, so therefore online teaching becomes very limited. Learners might go home with learning packs that have been printed by teachers, but depending on who's at home to supervise them, to help them with their homework, there could be very limited teaching happening there. What plans then must the school provide the Western Cape Education Department to satisfy any application to be excluded from the new directive that says 100% attendance as of the first day of the third term of this year?
So yeah, you're absolutely correct. I think the learning losses are something that is a deep concern to everyone in the education sector. But just to say that it's not just your learners that are affected by that. It's also their futures, but also our future economy. It's going to take years to recover from this, and that impact will be felt in the future. So it is very important. Now, in terms of schools not being able to bring back 100% of their learners, there are a couple of things that we're looking at. First, our curriculum branch is looking at developing additional materials and support for learners at schools, but also when schools fill in their response template, they have to give a plan on how best they believe that they can make sure that you have sufficient curriculum exposure. But ultimately, I think what's powerful about the information that we're gathering now is then we can take that and say to the DBE, look, this is the situation in the majority of our schools. Realistically, the directives that you've given, particularly when we're looking at something like a third wave, is something that schools are not going to be able to handle necessarily, particularly because of that social distancing requirement. And then we need to take guidance from them on, well, how do they want to approach this? Because obviously, you know, we want to be able to have as many kids at school at the same time as possible, but we have to do that safely. So we are, I think the most important thing to do right now is to look at those plans, see what plans the schools have made, and then address with individual schools how we can assist to make sure that those kids are able to get enough teaching exposure. Because we honestly have to address the learning losses now. It's something that is going to affect us severely in the future.
No, without a doubt. Just to understand the timeframes again, 30th of June is the date that you have issued then to the various heads of schools to indicate to the department their ability or inability to adhere to the new directive and obviously communicate whatever plans they've got in place should they not be able to adhere to it, yeah?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
And then the department will process such applications over, do you have a time frame that you've given yourself that you'll get back to the school by a certain date that will say, okay, cool, come the 26th of July, you don't have to have 100% of your learners coming back to school?
I haven't got the exact time frame from the department, but remember, these are happening all the time. So a lot of schools are already completing their plans and they've been preparing for some time. We, in advance of any of these discussions with the National Minister, actually have been looking at this matter for quite some time. So our schools have already been looking at it and planning on this front. So it will proceed very speedily because obviously we're looking at the 26th of July as the date for kids to come back, and we need sufficient time to make preparation on that front.
You certainly do. Kerry, thank you very much for your time this morning. Kerry Mauchline, speaking on behalf of the Western Cape Education MEC, Debbie Schaefer, reflecting on an internal survey conducted in May ahead of the announcement by the National Minister that schools will return to full teaching in grades R to grade 7, and obviously outlining there what the plan is in terms of schools who are not able to accommodate 100% teaching from the Western Cape Education Department's point of view, at least anyway.